I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at the midday news for this Monday, May 18th, 2026. Students, staff, alumni, and community partners gathered this morning to celebrate the groundbreaking for the Kemper Catholic School System's United Campus renovation. The approximately $28.5 million project will bring about significant overhauls to the elementary school, the construction of a new competition gymnasium, music room, chapel, and academic spaces, as well as the addition of a skywalk to tie the single campus together. At today's groundbreaking, Kemper President John Steffes says it is remarkable to look back at Father Kemper's vision from over a century ago to see where they are today.
Wouldn't Father Kemper be proud today? What would he think of this area today? With his hospital next door, his school, I know he'd be very proud of how far we've come, how far his vision has taken our community. Father Kemper and the good Franciscan sisters from La Crosse, Wisconsin, they embraced this exact neighborhood over 100 years ago with strengthening our parish life, our schools, and also starting St. Anthony's Catholic Hospital next door. So our team and our school board studied a lot of different options for our new building. They did a very extensive planning process, and there were a variety of options that were very carefully vetted from the edge of town or to remain right here. So we are proud of embracing this neighborhood to remain an intricate part of the community.
The ceremony also included comments and blessings from clergymen who have obviously always played a central role in Kemper Catholic's growth and development. Father Patrick Baim says projects of this scale take many hands and divine providence to come to life.
Projects do not happen because of just one person. They happen because generations of people believe deeply in the mission of Catholic education and are willing to invest in it. John mentioned the 400 years of Catholic education in our nation, but for more than 150 years, Catholic education has been a part of this community here in Carroll. As he said, those before us have sacrificed and planned and prayed and worked hard to ensure that this day would come, that future generations would have the opportunity to learn in an environment centered on our Lord Jesus Christ. So now it is our turn to continue that legacy, and what a proud day it is indeed.
Kathy Milligan, who serves as Kemper Catholic's pre-K through 6th grade principal, says the impacts of this project, when completed, will be felt for decades.
Every day inside our school, we witness our students learning, growing, and praying, and discovering who it is that God is calling them to be. This project is going to allow us to continue to do just that for many, many years to come. These new and renovated spaces will allow for 21st century learning and create engaging learning spaces to prepare our students for their future.
Kemper leadership near the end then stepped out into the damp earth to don their hard hats and shovels to ceremoniously turn the first pieces of earth for the project. The site will be under construction for the next couple of years, and school officials are hopeful the work will be completed for the start of the 2028-29 school year. They also took a grand group photo involving many of the Kemper Catholic Elementary students, as well as those in attendance. And we have a photo of that included with this story on our website. And I'm sure Kemper Catholic will be sharing some of those later on today. As of this morning, the United Capital Campaign stood at about $24.5 million raised, well on their way to the $28.5 million goal. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, Animal, and Plant Health Inspection Service has announced it will provide about $12 million to support efforts to control and prevent chronic wasting disease in cervids, which does include deer and elk species. CWD was first identified in Colorado in 1967 and spread outward from there. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources began testing for the fatal prion disease in 2002, and it was detected in wild populations of white-tailed deer in the state in 2013. The influx of federal funding will assist states, tribal governments, universities, and research institutions in their efforts to address the spread of CWD. U.S. Chief Veterinary Officer Alan Huddleston says chronic wasting disease poses a serious threat to U.S. wildlife and agriculture. This funding reflects our commitment to develop innovative solutions and protect the health of our nation's cervid populations. About $6 million will fund projects focused on controlling CWD and farmed cervids, while roughly $5.5 million will support research and management efforts for wild populations. Another $500,000 will go toward prevention and management on tribal lands. CWD is an infectious neurological disease very similar to bovine spongiform encephalopathy, more commonly known as mad cow disease, that gradually destroys brain cells in deer, elk, and related species. Infected animals may appear healthy for long periods while still spreading the disease, so management is of critical importance to slowing its spread. White Rock Conservancy is launching a series of free summer programs aimed at introducing young students to science and outdoor learning. The organization announced their new STEM Summer Adventures program, which will begin on Saturday, May 30th. We'll have the first session focused on teaching the science and techniques behind safely starting a fire. The program is open to 6 to 12 years old and is designed to encourage curiosity and hands-on explorations of science in that outdoor environment. Participants must be accompanied by an adult or babysitter during the activities, but there's no cost to attend. The new STEM series offers families a free opportunity to learn, explore, and connect with nature while developing practical science skills. Families interested in joining in can register for one or more of the free events by calling 712-790-8221 extension 1 or by emailing guestinfo@whiterockconservancy.org. Each of the programs begins at 10 a.m. at the White Rock Conservancy River Campground near Coon Rapids. Two other seminars are scheduled on June 20th and July 18th. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. Stick around. We've got more news on the way. It's after this on KCIM.
Short on time but craving something good? Swing into A&W Jefferson for a lunch that works on your schedule. Order ahead on the A&W app and have it ready when you walk in. Or grab a seat and use the tabletop ordering to skip the line completely. From burgers hot off the grill to crispy chicken and ice-cold root beer, it's fast, fresh, and made just the way you like it. In, out, and back to your day. That's lunch done right at A&W Jefferson.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Manning Regional Healthcare Center has named Kathy Dahman as recipient of its 2026 MRHC Impact Award. Dahman serves as the Office and Patient Coordinator for the Senior Life Solutions Program at MRHC. The Impact Award honors outstanding non-nursing employees whose work has made a lasting difference in the lives of patients who have been personally impacted by the care they received. Patients who nominated Dahman praised her compassion and the support she provides through the program, writing, "I've never met a person like Kathy before. She really and truly cares about people, and it all comes from her heart." Other patients described Dahman as an angel in disguise, crediting her encouragement and positive attitude for their continued participation in the Senior Life Solutions program. Dahman will formally be recognized during the MRHC Legacy Gala on November 6th, where community members will celebrate her and other staff members' achievements and contributions to patient care. And again, there's usually quite a few staff members recognized during that event. The Crawford Area Republican Women will host their next installment of their candidate meet-and-greet series on Thursday, featuring gubernatorial candidate Adam Steen and U.S. Senate candidate Jim Carlin. The event will run from 10:45 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. at the Bake Shop and Cafe Event Center just off of Highway 30 in Denison. The gathering is part of the organization series created to provide voters an opportunity to hear directly from candidates ahead of Iowa's June 2nd primary election, early voting for which is already open. Steen previously served as director for the Iowa Department of Administrative Services under Governor Kim Reynolds and stepped down to run his gubernatorial campaign. Carlin is a Sioux City-based attorney and Army veteran who has served in both the Iowa House of Representatives and Iowa Senate. Organizers encourage potential primary voters to attend and learn more about the candidates on the ballot. Questions about that program can be directed to 712-269-2250. And earlier this month, the St. Anthony Auxiliary recognized members for their service during its annual Spring Awards Banquet. The Auxiliary named Nancy Malloy as its 2025 Volunteer of the Year, an honor presented to a member who demonstrates exceptional dedication to the organization and its mission to support St. Anthony Regional Hospital. Over 300 auxiliary members contributed more than 22,000 volunteer hours during the past year in various roles throughout the hospital, such as staffing visitor reception desks, supporting the nursing home and hospice, assisting with fundraising events, and operating the hospital's coffee and gift shop. Volunteers also knit blankets for newborns and created handcrafted prayer shawls for patients. An additional 5,412 hours were donated by volunteers outside the auxiliary, so just a tremendous volunteer group behind the hospital there. Since record-keeping began, volunteers have donated an astounding 565,635 hours of service. St. Anthony President and CEO Alan Anderson says, "On behalf of St. Anthony, we thank each auxiliary member for your service and commitment to our hospital, our patients, and our community. From giving directions to visitors to knitting blankets by hand, none of your efforts go unnoticed." The St. Anthony Auxiliary was founded 72 years ago, but formal record keeping didn't begin until 1994. Since that time, the Auxiliary has contributed more than $905,000 toward hospital projects and equipment. Many members reached volunteer milestones in 2025 as well, and a list of those individuals and their service are included with this story on our website at 1380kcim.com. That is going to be wrapping up your look at the midday news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.